Well, I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingle. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Rosie on the House, where we throw open the phone lines and invite you to call wherever you are. It's toll-free. The number is 1-888-767-4348, and let us know what you're trying to get done around your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. And let me, Rosie Romero, my son Romy Romero, put our combined 50 years building and remodeling experience together for you right here in the great state of Arizona. If we don't know how to solve the problem or get the project done that you particularly are trying to tackle,
we'll make up an answer that sounds
realistic enough. Or we know somebody probably that's in your neighborhood that we can refer you to guide you through all the proper obstacles of any particular project you're trying to tackle. Our home is rosieonthehouse.com. It's like an encyclopedia of homeowners' information about living in Arizona. After broadcasting this radio program for 27 years, we take all the questions are asked by the callers, and we post the answers and the questions in that particular website. So it really is thousands of pages long, and it is robust information about whatever dilemma you're trying to tackle. Again, around your house, home, castle, or cabin throughout the great state of Arizona. Today's topic is going to be cleanliness, cleaning your home. I think if you took laboratory investigators into your home after you cleaned it as well as you'd clean it normally, most people would be disgusted at what could still be found in the various locations throughout their home. But you know what? That's the human body. That's the magnificent wonder of the human body, that we can live in and about all of that junk and be generally okay.
You kind of need it. You know? Your body's got to be able to be exposed to fight off these germs, I guess, diseases.
It was
if you lived in a perfectly clean, sterile environment until you were 20 and then walked out in the world, you'd
be hard pressed, wouldn't you? And the first I ever heard that bacteria static soap was bad to use for hand wash, who was our friend down in Tucson? Little green lady.
Gina Murphy Darling?
Yes, yes. She got on me one day when I was using a bacteria hand wipe or something. She says, you should never use that. No, it's horrible for you. And all the stuff it does bad to you. I thought, oh, really?
Because you hear bacteria and you think, ooh, that's bad. But there's good bacteria, too.
That's right. That's right.
So you can't kill it all off.
That's right. So it's Rosie on the House. We're going to be talking about areas of your home you may not have thought to clean recently, that are some of the absolutely filthiest, dirtiest places in your home.
Eat your breakfast now. Make sure it's got time to digest. Now that you don't want anything coming up in this next hour.
The other thing we're going to be doing is declaring a winner for the Rosie on the House wildflower photo contest that we're wrapping up today. We'll be announcing a winner here in the 9:34 segment. And then, of course, we'll be giving away this evaporative cooler that Honeywell has given us, and we'll be doing that at the end of the 10 o'clock hour. So we've got lots of great things going on. You know, Romy, I was reading in the news this week, and it depends what day you read the news to set your mind as to which direction the world is going. On June 1st, okay, Forbes magazine talks about we are not headed for a housing bubble. We are not headed for a housing bubble. The median home price for single-family homes is up 8.3%. When you're getting that kind of appreciation every single year, it's generally an indication that we're going to top out again. This particular fellow, Mr. Bill Connolly, says that tight housing market in many sectors, is a fact of the matter. A lot of people are coming back into the buying market. But because construction pace is still well below where we were in 2006, which was the high watermark of new construction activity, he's saying no worries, no housing bubble on the horizon. That's on June 1st. On June 2nd, Professional Builder Magazine comes out with a report that seven cities are in bubble territory. Boston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Ventura, Bakersfield, and Riverside, California, as well as Miami, Florida. And they gauge that by 2 years of consecutive quarterly softening. Each successive quarter has seen less growth than the previous quarter. So depending who you read, depending what day you read it, and depending what you want to believe, we may or may not be headed for another housing bubble, unless you listen to Rosie on the House, who can tell you absolutely, unequivocally, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I personally guarantee we are headed for another housing bubble. I just can't tell you when.
And with that, how long it'll last.
Or how long it'll last.
Or how high, how big the bubble gets.
Or how deep it'll go. With that, let's go to our callers. We've got Florence, Robert, and Steve. Romy, bring in Robert first. Well, let's start the show with a really gross phone call.
You know, I actually promised Steve when he called at 7:20 that he would be our first caller in the 9 o'clock hour.
All right.
Then we'll get to go to Robert. Steve, welcome.
Very good.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, man. Super fantastic.
And you're talking about housing boom here, there, the other, but my wife and I just bought an existing home in Cave Creek. It's 15 years old, and what we're looking to do, or what my wife says we're looking to do, is the house throughout has this beautiful, natural, knotty alder wood. Kitchen cabinets, laundry room cabinets, all the bathrooms.
Nice.
And it also has 8-foot doors also, and a couple of lodge poles. And my wife says, I'd be much happier if this was stained a little darker. And it's not really a dilemma. It's just, I'm not sure what's the best way to do this is, and in a couple of the contractors I've talked to, and one being a Rosie approved.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing about the same thing and sand strip prep and stain, but the method of staining, a couple of them are doing it different.
Mm-hmm.
One is rag staining, and the other two are spraying the stain. Okay. Now, they're both, all of them are putting multiple coats and a couple of sand jobs between them, and they all finish up with lacquer.
Yep.
So what we're trying to figure out is what's going to be the better finish of what we're trying to accomplish, because we want it darker. Yes, we do.
Right? Yes, we do.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yes. Yes, she does.
I'm going to sleep much better when it's darker.
Well, I will tell you, in regards to applying the stain, I don't know that it makes a huge difference. I have never sprayed stain. But that's because I've never had an area or the right equipment to do it. To rag stain, you pick up a box of clean white rags at any paint store and go to town, and you can do one at a time. You know, to spray it, you've got to have an indoor, dust-free, controlled where you can do them all at the same time or as close together as possible.
And here's the real dilemma, Steve. What is her name?
The chief and commanding officer, her name is Linda.
Okay, Linda. A lot of it is going to depend on what Linda wants as the final look. If she's looking to take what is a natural product that has a lot of imperfections in it, and she wants it totally one color without any of those natural wood characteristics, we're actually going to have to apply a sanding sealer to the wood first. Then we're going to have to stain it. Then we're going to have to top coat it because we need to kill the suction of the wood and have it all absorb the darkness of the stain at one time. I will tell you that a rag-applied stain is going to be a little bit more controlled because you'll be able to hit it heavy in the spots that aren't soaking it up quite like other spots, be able to brush over quicker where some of the winter grain comes out to the surface. You're going to have more control with the rag apply. As a matter of fact, I'd be very surprised if even the guys that are spraying aren't, in fact, doing a little wipe down prior to the spraying of the top coat.
Just like a good painter that's spraying has someone back rolling behind them.
Generally, it's going to be somebody with a wet rag and that same color stain kind of hitting the spot.
Touching up and getting into all the grains. Now, I know when we talked at 7 o'clock hour when he called in, he has had a couple companies out, and he's been impressed with all of them, as well as who you'll find in the cabinet refinishing category at Rosie on the House, the Hernandez family, Ray Hernandez, Ray of
new
Light.
New member.
They've been in the screening for a couple months and does beautiful work. And he said, you know, I've looked at these other guys, and they do beautiful work as well. Well, we're not here saying Ray is the only great cabinet refinisher in town. But he's been through our screening process, so that means he's had a background check, drug tested, we've gone through a credit check, we've gone through past customers, he's signed the Rosie on the House standard, he's got the complaint resolution policy he has to adhere to, so there's the extra layer of protection. If you get down the road with someone who's not, we can't help you. We're not a governing agency for all contractors, just those who have been through our screening process, signed a contract, we've got the ability to help you. Now, we spend a long time screening, so we don't have to spend a lot of time babysitting.
That's right. That's right. And of all the 100-and-some-odd numbers of Rosie Certified Contractors in all of Arizona, there's one thing that Ray has not one other contractor can say about themselves. Ray is a native of Superior, Arizona.
Oh?
And not many people that can say that.
No.
When we get back, it'll be Florence and Robert and your call as well at 1-888-767-4348.